Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Steve Grant. Ghost, what up? Diesel, what up? Yeah, we the children of the future. We live in your computers, and we resist the hits from these slithering medusas. Switching up maneuvers more quicker than they used to. The last thing they want is start criminals to move up. They try to reach for us, but they can't get to us. We're built to take hits, everything just slams into us. And because we ain't falling for these planned agendas, this we spit's only for advanced listeners. So listen up and look at us, we see it goes beyond us. That's why when we come together, we become the strongest. We getting close to the edge and I'm jumping off it, cause I'm scared to die when I see that I got my squadron. We bombing them and I ain't talking about Boston, so shut up, coming down on them like a comet hitting Russia. Yeah, and that's the promise to my mother. Powerhouse by myself, but I'm stronger with my brothers.
Ghost Rider, Steve Grant, Diesel, we unite. Uniting tyrants, we divide, and privately we freedom fighting. Fight the lyrics we reciting, all the weapons that we choose. If the people come together, there's no way we'll ever lose. Divided we fall, united we stand tall. Divided we fall, united we stand tall. Divided we fall, united we stand tall. It's power to the people, each and every one of y'all.
Diesel automatic, I've been blessed with a voice to spread the message with these lyrics, say my weapon a choice. I'm rapidly spitting balls like bullets when they're recited. I ignited a fire in the people that can't be slighted. We're united by the energy of the human spirit. This is revolution speaking through the music, you can hear it. Power to the people is the message in our lyrics. All those who have chosen to oppose it better fear it. I vow there's no surrender, I will never go silent. I bow to no oppressor, take orders from no tyrant. I'm defying a giant, larger than Leviathan. Born in a lion's den, informed by the might within. I am him, he is me, Diesel, I'm the G.O.D., the energy and everything and everyone you'll ever see. We are all connected by a higher power. It's time that we unite and fight until the final hour.
Ghost Rider, Steve Grant, Diesel, we unite. Uniting tyrants, we divide, and privately we freedom fighting. Fight the lyrics we reciting, all the weapons that we choose. If the people come together, there's no way we'll ever lose. Divided we fall, united we stand tall. Divided we fall, united we stand tall. Divided we fall, united we stand tall. It's power to the people, each and every one of y'all.
Yeah. Ghost Rider, I've been fired, a team coming. We joining forces to teach the world to stand for something. Cause most will fall for anything. A nation full of creeps and blind sheep, sleepwalkers and dope fiends. I've seen it all from the years that I put in. So afraid of truth that when you tell it, they head spins. And that's what happens when they make evil good, or good to be evil. Too much deception on our people and the ones we call sheeple. Roaming packs, know the type to play dumb when confronted with facts. They don't wanna know the truth, they'd rather be fed lies. So the blind lead the blind while humanity declines. Refuse to let it happen to me, not having it. Soldier for the Lord, so these demons I do battle with. Rappers nowadays are just counterfeits and prostitutes. Targeting your kids, better guide them like you're supposed to do.
Ghost Rider, Steve Grant, Diesel, we unite. Uniting tyrants, we divide, and privately we freedom fighting. Fight the lyrics we reciting, all the weapons that we choose. If the people come together, there's no way we'll ever lose. Divided we fall, united we stand tall. Divided we fall, united we stand tall. Divided we fall, united we stand tall. It's power to the people, each and every one of y'all.
And we are live.
Yeah, sounds like you found your own kind of echo thing going on there.
Yeah, you know what, because I forgot to mute the studio. That was Stand Tall by none other than Ghost Rider, Steve Grant, and Diesel Automatic. You can check them out on YouTube. So, welcome to the show. Hello, Mr. Jimmy Gray. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right, I suppose. I'm still looking down on the daisies instead of pushing them up.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
Hey, I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it.
Cool. So, let's see. What is in today's headlines as far as government shenanigans?
I don't know. What do we have?
please forgive me to all the listeners because I am still sick. But my sciatica is getting better. Oh my goodness. I went again to the chiropractor today and oh yeah, my body is starting to loosen up, so it can be adjusted now. And I'm just like, getting close to heaven there, man.
Did you by any chance see Mark Dice's coverage of the Fort Worth kids that were saving the shoes, protecting the shoes? Did you see any of that?
No.
No? Okay. We'll skip that then.
No. Go ahead. Now you got my
he was basically covering it like he was working for CNN, where they had actual live video of people looting the stores. And so he just did a CNN spin on it. He's put, you know, this is propaganda across the bottom, and he implied that he was with CNN and that the black Utes were actually protecting the shoes from the weather.
No, I didn't. But I do catch Mark Dice periodically. The last time that I saw him, well, it was about a week and a half ago. And again, it was a spin on CNN. It had good old ghost boy Anderson Cooper. This kind of, you know, when I'm calling him ghost boy, it's kind of leading to the show also. I don't know this black man's name, but I guess he's with CNN too, and it was a pretty funny parody though.
Was it where they were showing the evil Trump stealing black children?
Oh yes, it was. As a matter of fact,
or stealing food from the people that were like having problems with the storm.
Exactly, that's what it was. Yeah.
You know what I think is absolutely funny about that? Okay, now I'm going to admit that Mark Dice is not necessarily one of my favorite personalities. It's not.
Nor mine.
My thing's getting all dodgy. Sorry about that. It's in his delivery mainly. That's where I have my issues with Mark Dice. But he is actually very good and very creative about coming up with this stuff. But the whole, the embracing of the whole negative spin that CNN is so famous for, I think is absolutely hilarious.
As do I. And I mean, I think that, because Mark Dice really is not my cup of tea either. I could take him or leave him, but when he bags on CNN, I tend to enjoy those ones.
I mean, I don't have anything against Dice. It's just it's mainly his delivery that I don't really like. But at the same time, when he's out there doing things like showing California, you know, showing people in all different parts of the country, you know, it's like here's this free 1 ounce bar of silver or 1 ounce of gold versus a Hershey bar. Which would you want? You know.
Yes, and I way back in the day, well, years ago, I would watch him, and the main focus point was those ones. And but he tends to, in these ones, the parodies that I've seen lately, he is yelling, always yelling. And I can do without that. And
I can do without the yelling, and I can do without the condescending attitude that he sometimes takes on. I can do without that, but the whole parody of embracing the CNN news negative Trump news spin, that's gold.
It is pretty doggone epic, isn't it?
And it's like Alex recently did something very similar to that. They took one of Alex's rants, and they set it to music. And then they were trying to be like really anti-Alex Jones on that. But then Alex Jones took it, turned it around, and embraced it and says, okay, let's go with this. You know, what kind of other parodies can we come up with from this? He just awarded like, I don't know, $5,000 or $10,000. I have no idea which. He paid out a large cash award to the best group that reenacted that parody in public. This right side media. Oh, well, I'm actually having a problem with that label as well, but we'll get to that later on. But this perceived right-wing media embracing the activity that's being pushed by the left and turning it around on them and just running with it and having such a positive response come out of it, I think it's just amazing. Which is something that you would never be able to see something like CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN. You would never see any, or even Fox. I don't even... I'm at a Fourth Festival Race Rally.
Oh. But, they are... And it's just so orchestrated. Every single mainstream news media outlet, how minute they are connected, they're all still, part of the crooks. And but they were talking about Mike Myers one time, and what was his famous line? Something, baby. And so literally every single news outlet had to repeat his line. And, of course, they did their own take on it. But it was like 50 different networks that are doing this, repeating the same line over and over again.
Instead of doing actual journalism nowadays, and we as we tend to fall into this trap as well, but instead of doing actual journalism, which I've never even claimed to be a journalist, okay, so let's just get that straight, but doing actual journalism, they're basically getting their talking points from whomever, be it in Fox's case, be it Rupert Murdoch's, decrees, whatever they might have been. This is what we want to cover. We don't want to cover that, Or be it, something coming out of the George Soros camp. We need to push this right-wing violence. But we have to ignore this left-wing violence, even though once you start throwing the videos up there and once the videos, the on-the-ground videos start coming out, it's generally the lefties that are initiating the aggression. By the way, this anarchic right-type mindset believes in, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them are really trying to adopt this non-aggression principle. Don't be lured into that. That doesn't mean they won't beat your ass when you throw rocks at them, because then it becomes, it's still not aggression, it's self-defense. But see, when we start in our schools, this is one of the things that I was noticing as I was coming up through school. In my junior high years, it was who started the fight. Let me rephrase it. In my early junior high years, it was, okay, who started the fight? Who threw the first punch? That's the person that got in trouble. It didn't matter what was said up until that point in time. Whoever threw the first punch, that's the person that got in trouble. We go away for a season or a summer. We come back. Then it's like, okay, it doesn't matter who threw the first punch. You're both fighting, so you're both being punished.
Yeah, Nate, I have a problem with that. And I always told my kids, and a lot of parents will probably think that this is wrong and bad parenting, evil, but it's like, words are nothing, okay? But I tell you, if somebody throws the first punch at you, hit them back. Beat the shit out of them.
The way my father put it to me was, I don't want you out there starting fights, okay? But if somebody starts a fight with you, I expect you to finish it.
Well, I never expected my kids to finish it, but stick up for yourself. And but if somebody is going to physically assault you, then doggone it, you fight. You protect yourself, period. But don't be going around punching people around and throwing, punches. One time, my son was in junior high school, and this kid was freestyling. He was doing his little rap thing, and there was this guy standing behind my son, and he was trying to disrupt this guy from freestyling. And my son asked him to shut up because he wanted to hear this other person. And the guy threatens my son, after school. And my son is like, okay, after school. And so my son meets him. My son has two friends with him. The other guy brings 20 guys, and these are high schoolers that he's bringing to the fight. And so the guy took one punch at my son, but he had this spiky ring thing on, and he tagged him right below the eye. And thank God he tagged him there instead of the eyeball. And my son beat the crap out of him, and even the high schoolers bailed, you know. But then the school principal finds out about it. I'm called away from work, and so I have to go down to the school. The police had already been called and stuff, and the school, you know, I go down there, and I'm trying to be the tough mom, you know, but inside I'm just as proud as can be because my son beat the crap out of this kid for trying to punk him up. And so the principal tells me, your son is going to be suspended for 3 days. And I said, no, he's not. And he says, yeah, he is for fighting. And I said, no, he's not. He was not the one that started it. And I went down to the school district, and my son did not get suspended. The other kid did, but my son did. But, and you know, well, it's just...
There's a difference between self-defense and instigating a fight. Some people look at boxing like it's a violent act. Boxing is not violence.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Football is not violence. Okay. Now, because everybody's voluntary and everybody is agreeing to play by the same rules and yada, yada, yada. Now, on the other, if one of your boxers loads his boxing gloves, weights his gloves, or whatever the case may be, then that is an act of violence because he's orchestrated himself an unfair advantage. That is in and of itself kind of a violent act. But the boxing match is not violence. And I think, you know, instead of taking this methodology that the schools, you know, zero tolerance on violence, zero tolerance on weapons at school, so that all of a sudden a little army man, you know, glued to the top of your boy's hat, is construed as violence. That stuff needs to be done away with.
Oh my goodness, there was this girl, and I meant to post this. It was a while back, but I came across this, and this girl, she gets suspended for bringing a friggin' plastic knife. A plastic knife to school with her parents' permission. You know,
was it like in a lunchbox or something?
Yes. Uh huh.
So we're talking about an actual eating utensil, as opposed to a cold-steeled plastic manufactured weapon.
Exactly. No, it was one of those. You know, you try and
steel
take
is
the cut
name
out
brand,
of
by the way.
Exactly. I know. And you. Thank you, Jimmy. But you take one of those plastic knives and you try and cut something with it, and within the first, you know, little saw, it's broken half anyhow. One of those things. But schools are really getting super, super ridiculous. They are. And we as parents, we have to draw the line somewhere. I'm sorry?
Well, that's part of the game plan.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That's not accidental. It's part of the overall game plan. And I think what's really funny about it is when they try, even, okay, from what I hear, I don't know this for certain, but from what I hear, this generation that's coming up behind the millennials are like the most conservative generation to come up in a very long time, simply because, okay, they've got the internet at their fingers. They can, you know, track down the difference between violence and you know, they can define for themselves. I think the school system is fixing to go through a massive shakeup. And maybe in some of these places where, that can actually pretty much all go online at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, another time, my eldest daughter, She's in a math class. You know, she had all AP classes and very, very, very intelligent child as far as indoctrination goes. And so she let this kid cheat off of her paper. And for her, I mean, she couldn't very well, you know, hide her paper. The kid's like peering over at her and writing the answers off of her paper. And so the principal tries to tell me that she's getting suspended for 3 days also. And I said, no, she's not. She used poor judgment, but she wasn't the one that was actually cheating. And again, I had to go down to the school district and she didn't get suspended. It's just ridiculous. And yes, granted, she did use poor judgment, but you know, she wasn't the one that was actually cheating.
Right.
But it's to the point, you know, the kid with the Pop Tart. You know, we're a little
he took bites out of the Pop Tart, and
I do this.
To kind of make sure everybody's up to the same speed. He takes bites out of the Pop Tart, supposedly chews it into bites it into the shape of a gun, and then might have actually pointed his Pop-Tart pistol at somebody. Let's just make it as absolute bad as it can possibly be. He may have actually pointed his Pop-Tart pistol at one of his friends, or maybe one of his enemies. I don't know. And so now that becomes an act of violence and due for suspension.
I heard a real super-duper good one, too. This kid, his name is Gunner, and the school tried to kick him out because of his name. now, the child has no control over that whatsoever.
Right.
And that is just ridiculous.
Okay, I'm not a coder or a programmer by any stretch of the imagination, but at one point in time, I tried to write a database to make my job easier at work for collecting payments and things along those lines. And
uh-huh.
So my goal was to be able to write it for everybody to be able to use it. But what I realized in that process is no matter who it is, stupid always has a way of being able to shine. You know, I tried
Most
to make
definitely.
This thing monkey simple and stupid proof. But I was actually amazed at how ingenuitive that the stupid could actually be. So that kind of soured me on writing programming for anybody. You know, so I might figure out how to write something for myself, but there's no way I'm going to try to write something for somebody else.
Well, you try and simplify things, and yes, you're absolutely right, and it just. Puts a monkey, a big kibosh, you know, in the system that you're trying to come up with. I have so many friggin' stories, but let's not revolve the show around me. But when I...
Right, let's go ahead and go. What was our show about tonight, anyway?
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never harm me.
You know, it's kind of interesting that you say that, and I wish I had a little more information on the video that I watched earlier. But I watched a video of a black man who was describing his life growing up, and it was horrendous. Okay, it was, you know, whatever it was that he, if providing what he was saying was actually true, it was horrible. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, at some point in time, he realized that instead of trying to change everybody else around him, that wasn't going to be the solution. Or somebody, another third party, come along and solving the problem wasn't the solution. The solution for him was internal. It was what he could do for himself. And the only thing I can give you that at this point in time that's going to be anything close to an identifier of this guy is that he decided to be the Guinness World Record holder of doing pull-ups. For a period of time, yeah.
Okay.
But in the process of being able to do something like 4,030 pull-ups to break the record. During the process of training, he had to do like 67,000 pull-ups over time to train to break 4,000, and I think it was 30, I don't know, record at the time. And I think that this man's story is something that a lot of our youth, regardless of race, color, creed, yada, 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 I think a lot of our youth need to be exposed to this guy. And I kind of wish I knew what his name was and all of that good stuff. But it, from the video, it looked like it was late 70s, early 80s, and he held the pull-up record for the Guinness World Book of Records. So we could track down his name through that possibly, and then try to find some video on him. But he was very inspirational in his speaking, and he's like, you know what? I was called the N-word every day. But it's not their insecurities being put on me. I had to realize that all of those external factors had nothing to do with who I am internally, and so he basically strove to be a much better person, or be the person that he felt he could be, regardless of what anybody else had to say, think, or feel about who he was. And he became very, I'm assuming, very successful in the rest of his life, as he was with the world record holding of the pull-ups on the
Would that be the 50-year-old Texas man named Mark Jordan?
Possibly, but I'm not 100% sure about that.
Well,
I'm not at a device that I can do any information searching at this point in time.
It says breaks a pull-up world record with 4,321.
Okay. Black man, fairly slim.
You know, I didn't go to the actual thing. I can go here. I'll go right here to this YouTube link, and I will find out. Of course, they have a commercial.
Because that's another testament to his. That's another testament to the person that he chose to be. Because when he was, growing up and suffering, and dealing with all of this hatred, for lack of a better term, I'm not going to, whatever. I personally don't believe in the concept of hate speech. There is speech.
Yes, sir. Jimmy, he is a black man. And for 54,
okay.
He's pretty doggone buffed, man. Ooh, he's buffed.
Right. When he was a kid, he weighed, in his late teens, he weighed 298 pounds.
Uh-huh.
So that 298-pound kid that thought for a little bit, used a little bit of critical thinking and decided where he needs to put his energies, turned into that 54-year-old man that you're looking at.
Dang. Just by looking at him, I would never guess that he's 54. I'm going to go ahead and post that in the event page.
Okay.
Very interesting, though. But back to me calling Anderson Cooper. not only the ghostly newscaster, Mr. CIA agent, etc. I think it still holds true, although that saying is a little on the antiquated side, because
it was coined in
sticks and stones will break your bones, might break your bones, but names will never harm you.
Right.
It was actually, hang on a second, I just posted that. That was actually coined, the phrase was coined in possibly later than 1862.
Well, it was a mindset. It's basically a mindset is what it is. You know, I'm not going to let your opinion justify who I am or what I've done. You can call me any negative name in the book. I don't care. Now, do I get thin skinned personally once in a while? Yeah, but even I have to remember these things.
Yeah, you got all these little snowflakes now. Everything is, and you know, Anderson Cooper. She called me. She called me a ghostly newscaster, and that I was part of the CIA. You know, there's so many friggin' whiners that take, even if it's in jest, people
right.
just take it
take
so doggone. Yes, they're so sensitive now. Oh my gosh! And I don't know exactly what, you know. I would still, if my kids were youngins, I would still give them the same talk to that I did many years ago when they were youngins. You know, don't be starting fights, but doggone, if somebody takes a swing at you, feel free, swing back.
Right. Now, I remember here a couple of weeks ago there was the because CNN's gotten really thin skinned about the fake news thing.
Right.
Your little canoe paddling reporter, did we ever see what she was trying to turn that footage into, where the guys walk past and they're in like eight inches of water?
Actually, what it was she was now I do find it rather funny because she's like, these are flood waters, and it's only 8 inches of water, if that. And so she's dramaing it to the point where lying as to she was in a flooded area. Now I'm thinking, because you brought that up.
Well, technically, she was in a flooded area, but the implication that she's trying to make is that it's much more flooded, and this is
right.
how she has to get around to be able to report the news. And
right.
you know what? At the same time, you know, they're carrying an equipment, and they're, you know, yada, yada, yada. But this struggling, you know, if you're talking about that much water, you put the equipment in the canoe and pull the canoe instead of struggling to try to row it in 8 inches of water,
okay.
scraping the
and
ground
she,
up. You know.
She has her mic and the canoe paddle. That's it. She's solo in the canoe. And she's
so the,
first
the,
off,
the cameraman was off to the side. There was no cameraman in the canoe.
Right, there was no cameraman in the canoe.
So it's kind of funny how all this time Trump started out with CNN as fake news, and then here they every time they turn around they're actually proving him right.
They are proving him right time after time after time. And it's ridiculous because you still have people who are believing this crap though. And
well,
a lot
I think,
of people
I think that pool of people is dwindling.
Well, because most likely this is my take on it. Now if somebody was watching this newsreel, they're thinking that this, oh my goodness, this poor girl, you know, she is stranded in the waters. And she got to the point where she couldn't even paddle a canoe because the canoe was so low in the water. Okay, so here she's fumbling around with her mic and excuse me. So she's fumbling around with her mic and some people, you know, they're watching this and they probably don't even notice the guys walking in front of her.
Oh, and you know those guys did that on purpose.
I would hope so.
I mean, a lot of cases I can see where people would be like, okay, they're doing a news thing, let's not photobomb the news thing. Or then you have the smaller group of people that are like, hey, let's photobomb the news thing, do the rabbit ears above her head, or whatever the case may be. But those
right.
guys just like, okay, we see what she's doing. We can blow this just by walking right through, you know.
But, you know, I give them total complete props if that was their intent. they may have just wanted to get, you know, cross in front of them to get to an actual place that was having problems instead of, you know,
I don't know. Well, they seemed to be rather nonchalant about it when they walked by, but, you know, whatever.
They were thinking about it. You're right. So,
I didn't break it down frame by frame and study it. That was just pretty much my impression.
Uh-huh. So that's what the show is about tonight. These little snowflakes and it is ridiculous. And what a sad future these kids have to hold if they can't take, you know, a few verbal hits.
Well,
granted,
you know what?
Now that you mentioned that,
this the sad future. I want to take just a quick second here. There's a young lady that I know is listening, and her son. They're down around Houston, in the general Houston area, and her son and his friends have been really busting their butts, you know, trying to help out the neighbors and to get this going that back going and work really hard in their community. So, you know, we need to really take notice of that kind of thing. Not all kids fall into the, you know, video game lazy category, you know, me.
But thank goodness.
Hats off, kudos.
Thank you, Jimmy's friend, and your children and his friends for pitching in, because that's a very admirable thing for them to do. And I, from California, do thank you. West Side.
I'm probably going to get in trouble for that later.
But, you know, no names were mentioned, but that's totally admirable. That's what they should be doing. I would make my kids go outside and play, you know? My kids.
Well, in this case, they're not going out and playing. They're going out and working.
Yeah. But, you know, they might get a couple of thank yous, and that's about it. I'd be, like, thanking them till the end of the day and friggin' making them lunch. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They wouldn't want to leave my house. But it is good to see, good to know that there are some parents out there that have raised their children right. Do the right thing. And don't be so preoccupied and involved in these stupid video games. My goodness!
Well, video games have their place. That's like Vin Diesel said. That's the only education we really got in one of his movies.
You know, and I knew you were going to bring that up because yes, you do play video games, or should I say,
occasionally.
You challenge in video games. That's your mental challenge. But you know what? That's at least you're doing something to that may be your way of relaxation.
Well, my Xbox hasn't been hooked up for the last 6 months, so apparently I'm not too big into it.
Well, that's okay. I'm a Nintendo girl myself.
Well, yeah. There's no accounting for taste.
Whatever. But smart aleck. But when your kids are, you know, sitting in front of that doggone boob tube with the Nintendo, Xbox, Sega, whatever you want to call it nowadays, but if they're, you know, 3 to 5 hours.
Sega's kind of old school now. Anybody's got a Sega game deck, they need to go to eBay with that.
I have one, as a matter of fact.
You might want to investigate the whole game deck on that.
I have all the Nintendos, and I have the original Atari where it came with only 4 games, and I also have the original Pong.
ColecoVision.
Is that kind of sick? But mine haven't been looked at for at least.
I don't know what this. Oh, I saw a commercial or something here recently. It was really funny the way they did it. You have these two athletes. You know that they're going to be fighting against each other, and they're training and getting prepared, and they're going through this high technology, arena, and they go and climb into this box, right? They go and climb into their control box or whatever. And then the screen, the camera pans out from the top, and it's a Pong game. Oh, it was hilarious.
I just like, yeah, I do. Honestly, though, I have all those games that I just mentioned, and including Sega. Excuse me, but I was never into Sega. It just it was actually given to my children, and my children were into Nintendo, and I just kept that. What the heck? Why not?
Well, here in about another 10 years, you might be able to put one of them through school with it.
No, my kids are done with that. Well, except for my eldest daughter, but she takes care of herself as far as that goes. She makes enough money to pay for her own schooling.
Maybe they can use it as a capital investment for another multi-million-dollar corporation. I don't know.
She just collects degrees. I think just for the fun of it now.
I know people like that.
She's very much an overachiever. She's been that way all her life. So I don't know. She's probably up to 15 degrees now.
But
I do think that there are, there's this generation of, and it's not just the kids. It's the adults. They can't freaking take it.
Oh, you mean the names and stuff? The fact that they resort to names every time they can't get their point across, or in the case of some folks, it's like they keep trying to make this pointless point.
Well, just like, we're crackers, Jimmy, we're crackers. And I prefer to be called La Ritz. But it's like really you have nothing more intelligent to come up with than either calling a black person the N-word or and a lot has to do with the mainstream media, all this race baiting and stuff. And it is ridiculous.
Yep. I know.
So I believe they are a real, real big problem. But while we're kind of slow right now, I just want to remind the listeners, if there's anybody out there listening and want to chime into this show, the phone number is 319-527-6092. Once again, 319-527-6092. Please press 1. That will indicate to us that you would like to chime in. And I did that all without looking at my computer. I stepped away from the computer for a minute. So you know what I'm doing.
I can guess, but I don't mean I'm right.
Yeah. Because
I'll think of the most embarrassing possible thing. I'll think of the most embarrassing possible thing I can think of, and then that's what I would say.
I'm not in the restroom, okay, so you can't hit me with that one. No, I'm outside. I do definitely have to quit smoking. That's
That means you're out smoking a cigarette.
It's an awful, nasty, horrible habit. And
I know.
It's to the point where I just do that out of habit. It's not really even enjoyable. So.
I'm just going to let that one lay there. I'm not saying nothing.
Okay, because I think I'm reading your mind. So, yeah, you just keep that little thought in your pretty little head. So, oh, excuse me. Oh, my goodness gracious. But we aren't going to go into overtime tonight because, as I stated, I am still sick, and it's been overdone.
What happens?
What?
What happens every time you early in the show you say, "We're not going to go into overtime today because I really don't feel like it." What happens every single time?
Well, then prepare yourself. That's all I have to say. Prepare yourself, Mr. Gray. Plain and simple, okay?
I'm just curious of who it is now that's going to take us there. That's all. That's what I'm curious about.
Well, you're in the studio, so you see.
No, actually, I'm not. I don't have any gear with me at all. This is all cell phone.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But I do. Do you think, though, that this is actually doing more harm? I think psychologically, it actually is doing more harm to these people when they are so sick. Excuse me, thin-skinned.
Well, it's the victimization. It's the victim thing. The left is really good about playing the victim card on a lot of this
stuff.
Did you just call me
a cracker white woman?
I might have. I don't know. We can always roll back the tape and find out. But it's the victimization that the left seems to get awards for. I know that this is kind of one of Ben Shapiro's shtick on a lot of things. It's like, yeah, you know, whoever can be the biggest victim is the person that we ought to listen to, so everything, you know, from that point forward, they can tell us how to behave, you know. But it's that victim card. But see, the funny thing about it is, in reality, the exact opposite. Now we have to take some of this stuff on faith. The individual that you looked up a while ago that I was talking about, we have to assume on faith that he is accurate in his portrayal in that video of his early life, which includes being a classmate of, you know, high-ranking the children of high-ranking KKK members in his part of the country. Okay, so we have to take him on face value. Yes, you had a really crap, you know, environment to deal with at that point in time. But because of that, he chose to rise above it instead of play the victim card. So, yes, you're absolutely right, this victimization thing. Oh, he called me a girl, and I'm supposed to be a boy. This victimization card is so dangerous in all reality. It's dangerous, not only to the community at large, but the individual themselves, because they become so entrenched with this being a victim. How are they ever going to succeed at anything when being successful steals from their self-image or self-image of being the victim?
Right. I'm reading some comments here. Well, trying to, but the first half of them are in Russian, and then you get down to English, and it says one of the comments is, but I personally know at least three people in Russia who are about his age and can do more. Now, you know, now comes the arrows. And
Right. So because somebody else was successful by their standard of his success, this is his own standard of success, right? So now he's got to be compared to everybody else on the frickin' planet. And now somehow or another, his success is somehow diminished because somebody else did something. See, again, that's that whole, you know, victim mentality, or it's not him being the victim, but it's imposing, it's maybe not victimization in that particular case, but it's tearing someone else down. Oh, well, this guy over here can pull a freight train, you know, a 10-car freight train
right.
by himself with his teeth. You know, so what?
Well, yeah, because you had Doug on Jack LaLanne, and Jack LaLanne, I mean, my goodness, for even in his older years, what was he, like 73? And he was still pulling airplanes and stuff. And this is Jack LaLanne. I mean, granted, he had a nice body for a 73-year-old, but my goodness, just to be 73, first off, and then to be able to do that, that's kind of amazing there. At least it is in my eyes.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that's happening to me at this point. I keep, you know, as I grow older, okay, and I never expected to live beyond 35 because I was always jumping motorcycles and doing, you know, whatever. I wanted to be racing cars and scuba diving and all this other stuff. But, of course, I never did any of that. So now here I am, I'm about to turn 51, and I'm thinking, you know what, I don't feel that old. I'm it's like this, I'm still capable of learning new things and, you know, doing stuff different. So now I'm trying to figure out, okay, well, how am I going to redesign the next 20 years of my life and what am I going to do with it? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because then that would take me into the 70s, which then I could claim second childhood and start chasing, you know, 20-somethings again. I could get away with that.
Oh, wow.
And see, I'm sure you'll still be 29, so.
I will still be 29. Thank you for acknowledging that and bringing out the truth. And I know Leslie is listening to the show, and she's dying laughing right now. But yeah, it is nice to be 29 forever. but if I don't, you know, age is a state of mind, and if I feel like, well, right here I am complaining about being sick for over a week in my sciatica. But still, I mean, if I felt how old I really am, then yeah, I think that I would be in a declining state. So everybody, yeah. The listeners, Jimmy, I'm 29. Get it, got it, and don't forget it.
Yeah, that's carved in stone. We all know now. But see, what I was pointing out with that, see, and here's what you missed. What I was pointing out with that is, you know, in about another 20 some odd years, I can start chasing you again, and you know, I'll still be good.
Yeah, I like that.
Because, see, I'm not interested in chasing 20-somethings right now because they're boring.
Come on, Jimmy, you're almost 30. Yeah, come on, really? 20-year-old, well, you know what, my motto used to be, if they're old enough to buy me a drink in a bar, then they're free game. Okay, that is a joke, everybody. You don't have to lock away your sons or anything like that. It was a joke.
Everything's a joke after the fun comes out.
They have to be at least 22.
Oh
my God!
Okay, where are we going with all of this?
Well, that's what the show is about. I kind of expected a little. I know.
I've just been informed that you run slow.
It's my sciatica, I tell you. don't bag on me. I'm working on it. But it was like it was a miracle that I met this guy last week, and now when I go in there, because this today was my third visit, and it's like, Dr. Todd. He's going, you're in a good mood. And I say, well, yeah, I'm in a good mood because I'm feeling progress. So I'm saying about, I don't know, about 10 more visits. I'm thinking then I'll be able to run. But can you do 30 laps in a pool?
You know what? I never really learned how to swim without fins and a mask.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, right?
I'm sorry. I think it's, well, now that you're in the flood zone, Jimmy, I think it's imperative that you know how to swim.
But I'm not in the flood zone.
I was being facetious. I was just generalizing all of Texas, okay?
Assuming the entirety of the state of Texas was a flood zone. Yeah, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha. You got me.
Well, let's take you over into West Texas and see what you think about that flood zone.
But I can teach a person how to float on their back for days at a time if need be. I'm a good floater, too. So we're going to go ahead.
See, you have built-in flotation devices, though. That's kind of not fair.
Okay. I taught my kids how to do it. One is a boy, so if he's able to do it, then anybody can. We're going to go ahead and we're going to take a little bit of break. So I'm just going to kind of mix this up right now because I came across this audio clip and I haven't heard this commercial in a long time. So hang tight.
Is there anyone out there who still isn't clear about what doing drugs does? Okay, last time. This is your brain. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Any questions? Okay. Here we go.
Once upon a before the tavern. Nothing's in the way it used to be. In the glass I saw a strange reflection. Was that lonely woman really me?
I know you muted that song, didn't you?
No, but I did put the ignore it. I did mentally ignore it.
It was just a long song, and I had a few things that I had to do here. How unprofessional of myself. Oh, my goodness.
Recollection serves the Stairway to Heaven is good for that. Things along those lines.
Yeah, I don't know if we actually have that in the studio, to be honest with you. So again, I just want to remind the listeners, if you want to chime into this show, the phone number is 319-527-6092. Again, 319-527-6092. And please press 1. That will indicate that you want to chime in. And you are more than welcome to. We're more than welcome to. We'll take your call. That's all there is to it. I think I'm running a slight fever here, Jimmy.
Well, now.
Or else it's one of those hot flashes again. This is like so ridiculous, but really, what nowadays constitutes this bullying? It seems like every time you turn around, it's bullying. How about those teachers that bully students?
Excellent point. If you're a conservative student with a liberal professor, that's an excellent example right there. You're basically bullied into, and of course, to my way of thinking, you have to say whatever it is you may know different. You may have better information that actually gives you a more legitimate view of whatever's being discussed. But you know, if this liberal professor expects you to, you know, regurgitate the climate change theory in order to be able to pass his class, kids aren't stupid.
A lot aren't.
So, you know,
nowadays,
just
yeah,
be,
they're,
just,
I
be,
think
just
that,
be able to pass the class, you know, tell him what he wants to hear. And then go out, once you get out from under his thumb, go out and be able to publicly prove him wrong once you're out from under his thumb.
Yeah, because you do have, and a lot of these professors are, you know, of the liberal persuasion. And it is just, it's ridiculous. But again, I should have posted that in, well, actually, I couldn't find it, doggone it. We do have a caller with their hand up, and it is a good friend, not only of mine, but of the show, and your lovely co-host. And that would be Miss Leslie. Welcome, Miss Leslie.
Hello, everyone. How's it going, people?
Hey. Good. How's it going with you?
It's going great. So, Jimmy and Eva, you guys are both right. I do like that analogy you used about the professor, the teacher, because that works
right.
So much in day-to-day life, even if you're not technically in school, but at that job that you have, or in maybe in any of your interpersonal relationships, you say stuff just to appease them because you don't want to have an argument. You know?
Well,
so,
and see, I know my natural tendency is, you know, if somebody's going to take a dead run at and they think they're going to run off and jump into a nice deep lake, and I know that there's only like a foot of water there, yeah, I'll try to tell them up front, hey, don't dive into that water. It's not deep enough. Oh, sure, it'll be fine. All right, go right ahead. Your mouth is.
Yeah, because how many times you going to tell him?
Paddle your canoe in it instead.
Oh, yeah, like your
newscaster.
Yeah, that was good. But now, I know that I'm sure that everyone who is listening has at some point in time had their feelings hurt by someone, either friend or foe, okay? So, people, you can either wallow in self-pity and use the victim card, as Jimmy calls it, or you can pull yourself up by your bootstraps and with that inner strength that we were, well, I don't know, I know my parents gave to me, Eva's parents gave to her, Jimmy, yours gave to you. Our parents gave it to us. That's how you calm yourself down. That's how you control your emotions. You know, is by that inner stuff instead of just sitting around from infancy, oh, woo, woo, you know. 200 years ago, our ancestors may or may not have been slaves, you know. And I'm not just picking on black people when I say that, because if we go back far enough, I'm sure we're going to find that all of our ancestors were slaves at some point in time.
Or are now, under the slave wage guidelines.
Yes. This is true.
Well,
you know,
you just remind me. This happened, and I told you about it, Leslie, just a couple of days ago. And this woman, it was pretty apparent that, well, she appeared to be homeless, and she had a stroller, and she had her little dog that was pretty old in the stroller, and she's talking to herself, and she's digging in the trash can for cans and bottles. And I thought I was doing the right thing. And I offered her some money, and she laid into me like there was no tomorrow. She was fit to be tied. She was livid with me for doing that. And I did not realize at all that I was offending her in any way, because you know, there have been ample times that I have dipped into my wallet and given people money. But she yelled at me for doing that to her. And
unlike the woman
feeling,
a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that wanted, you know, asked me for $100.
Right. See, you just don't know what to do. What do you do?
Yeah, and because I was floored. I never received that kind of treatment before, and and by no means was I trying to insult the woman. And I thought I was just doing a nice thing, trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
But at first,
flaunting your white privilege.
Well, yeah,
flaunting your white privilege.
You know, but I wasn't flaunting. You know, I was just.
I know.
Maybe she took it.
Do you even have white privilege? Because I don't.
I don't know what this stuff is, but I'm always being told I have it. So, I'm sorry. White male privilege in my case.
but you know, then. I see other people that appear to be homeless, and I'm a good picker out of people that are really truly homeless. But now I'm kind of hesitant to just offer. Maybe I will just wait until they ask.
Well, that's what I would do, honey, because, you know. I mean, I know your heart's in the right place, Eva, but, you know.
Yeah, but you know, and then if, but you know, in my heart, I did not do anything wrong, okay? And if she took it as an insult, I am truly, truly sorry about that. But that's her own bad. That's on her. Because by no means was I meaning to insult her in any form or fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know me, Leslie.
Yeah, I do. I do. That's why I know your heart's in the right place.
And I would never, ever do that to anybody.
Well,
so.
I had something similar happen one morning whenever I was doing security and I was opening the offices. And it's like 5 o'clock in the morning. There's some guy sleeping there. And it's cold. It was cold. It was down by in Newport Beach. It was freezing. And I normally don't have cash money, but I had cash on me. I gave him a couple of dollars to go get some coffee somewhere, but it was cold. And he's like, I didn't ask you for this. I'm like, I know, just go get some coffee somewhere and warm up, you know, and he kind of looked back at me. So I guess sometimes it is a little insulting, but I don't want to change the topic from big old babies to homeless people, because homeless people is a whole other encapsulating thing, you know. But, I mean, I've been called a racist on numerous account, and I really am not trying to do anything to be racist now. I do, and this didn't happen until about 15 years ago, people. I didn't have anything against anyone, but now, because of a work history thing and some things that happened at that work, I do have a thing against the Filipinos. I'm sorry. And yes, I have taken that group of Filipinos and worked it out to the entire nationality of Filipinos. Okay?
And if you are Filipino and you are listening to the show, Leslie's views and opinions are not a reflection of ISBN.
She's just a racist with white privilege, okay? But, and I do know this, one more person takes cuts in me at the pharmacy, I'm going to shank somebody.
more person what?
Takes cuts in line at the pharmacy, I'm going to shank them.
Oh, man, you know what, you would think that in this day and age, the grown-ups and stuff would know better, you know, they understand the concept of the queue. Stand in line, you wait till somebody else gets finished, and then you go ahead. Man, that's crazy.
Jimmy, they're flaunting it in my face, because then I'm a pretty big girl. I'm hard to miss, right? And then they take their cut, and then they turn around and look me dead in the eye. Dead in the eye. Well, guess what? I'm getting better now, so I'm going to hurt somebody.
Okay, to my knowledge, unless he does not own a shank, she would not know how to even make a shank.
I don't know. I don't.
But there's that old YouTube where you can learn anything.
You can learn anything, that's right.
Oh my gosh. Okay, but what do you think in these days and age that people are just so doggone thin-skinned and they are snowflakes. Oh, I'm melting because she called me a ghostly man.
Well, actually, I heard Bill Maher was pretty translucent also. His skin is, like, really translucent.
Oh, Bill Maher, this is... No, that's Bill Nye. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, Bill Nye's the science guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The pseudoscience guy.
Yeah, he does not have scientist anywhere in his name. Okay, he does not hold a degree in science.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, makes you kind of wonder there, though. But no, I mean, really, honestly, and you don't have children of your own, Leslie, but...
No.
But these kids nowadays.
Wow, not that
okay.
Yet.
No, I was. Leslie knows I was not rubbing that in, Jimmy.
Just playing.
Wow, Jimmy, thank you for opening my eyes. She's been mean all these years.
There you go, right?
Jimmy, thank you for showing me the light, buddy.
There you go.
But. See, y'all make me lose my train of thought. I derailed. But, okay, Leslie, I'm sure, okay, we were all made fun of when we were kids, okay? We were made fun of, and I'm sure we made fun of other kids.
Yep.
So, I mean, how did you handle the situation when you were being picked on?
Well, I either hit back like you taught your kids, which is what my parents taught me to do too, is you hit back harder than they hit you so they won't do it again. And or as an adult, even as adults, we get our feelings hurt, okay? So you take two avenues. You suck it up until lunchtime or you're off work and you get into your car and you cry for a couple minutes and you go on home and you have a bad night. And wake up the next morning in a better place, okay? Or you go into the bathroom and you cry it out for a couple minutes and then pull your big girl panties up and away you go. Because everybody gets their feelings hurt because people are a-holes. I'm an a-hole. Jesus.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to believe because I personally know you, but excuse me. Sorry, this cough is really...
So what you're really saying there is it wasn't all that hard to believe.
That is what she's saying. Jimmy, you are opening my eyes so much. Jimmy, he is not.
I mean,
oh, my God.
You know.
It just, no.
My feelings are hurt now.
I have to turn my fan on, and my fan is kind of blowing on me, and so it's drying up my throat. But my goodness gracious, that just, I need some more herbal tea.
Okay.
Maybe a splash or two of vodka in it also.
So, hey, I think the vodka is what's going to help you. So Hillary wrote a book about why she didn't become president, and apparently she had blamed everybody under the sun except for me.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, and herself. She's done nothing to take any credit for her own shortcomings.
But everybody else, she has blamed everybody under the sun. It's everybody's fault. Mm. So... That's pretty much what we're talking about, right?
as Jimmy mentioned last night, the book is now on sale already. She started a book tour last week. And and if I'm not mistaken, you can get a ticket to hear her speak, a copy of the book. Wait, a copy of the book. And you can get a picture taken with Hillary for $3,000.
You got nothing but
what
to
I'm
do
curious
here.
About
three
is how
grand?
Many people actually take advantage of that.
Good Lord.
I'm totally, completely clueless because I can take a picture of, you know, okay, it would never, ever happen
Photoshop.
In a million years. Exactly. Photoshop. So I'm sure she's wearing one of those doggone pantsuits that everybody hates.
That she borrowed from her buddy, Young Jin. Jin Young. Yeah, whatever.
So, but no, back to tonight's topic. I mean, it's just, oh, excuse me. It's so doggone ridiculous that there are so many snowflakes that are being raised today, and then boom, all of a sudden when the sun hits them, that they're just going to doggone melt and dissipate.
I mean, because, you know, life doesn't go our way.
Really?
But man up. Get some oomph to you, because has your life gone exactly how you wanted it to, and have you not had any disappointments in life?
Well, I've had several. My big mistake was not really laying out a game plan, so I just kind of bebopped along, and then, you know, all of a sudden, here I am.
Well, that's kind of what we all think, Jimmy.
But yeah, because don't, I mean, we all have dreams. I believe that we all have dreams of grandeur. Yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And then we have that plan in our head, okay? It's written out on that piece of paper in our head. But then we never apply it to real paper and pursue it. We just put it on the back burner and forget about it.
Well, I know all those things that I wanted, Eva, whenever I was a teenager, and when I turned 18, I was going to set the world on fire, you know, because then I was no longer under my parents' thumb.
Right, Marlo.
And, yeah, I had everything all planned out, but I did not plan out a career path to get me those things. And
well,
we know that
because
your daughter did.
Oh, most
so
definitely.
Yeah. So therefore, she has that going. And my one sister, she didn't, she may not have set it in stone, but she worked very hard to get it. I don't know if it's where she thought it would lead her, but it did lead her into a good path.
But
again,
yeah,
maybe they never got their feelings hurt, because I'm sure if they would have got their feelings hurt, they would have been so stinking derailed that they wouldn't have been able to go on.
Because, yes, both my daughter and your sister are well accomplished, and your sister being retired now, but you know my daughter will never, ever want. I mean, she had laid out her life. I mean, and her life is going as she had laid it out and planned.
I know, you know, but
and
she knows the thing that something's not going to go according to plan, and she's going to lose her mind.
Well, she is extremely anal, and she is but she is she's very resourceful though. So I don't worry about what is going to happen to her. But my kids, although they're in the millennial group, you know, that just bugs me, the millennials, for some reason it rubs me the wrong way, but my kids are in the millennial group, and, or should I say, under the millennial label, and, but I really don't worry about my kids, as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you know, you were there half of their lives, when I raised them, so yeah, I'm pretty proud. I just hope that it trickles down when they finally decide to have children of their own.
They should be deciding that pretty quickly now, because, you know.
No, it's still not in the 10-year plan.
They're older than you.
They are. Well, two of them are older than me. So, you know, we're not even going to go into, excuse me, I'm about ready to have a real cough attack, and I am,
okay.
I'm hot, and I'm, but stay here till the end here, Leslie, but we are not even going to go into the next half hour. I'm just not feeling it. I do apologize to the listeners, but again, I'm just under the weather. But we're just going to do some final thoughts here, and then we're going to call it a night. And Jimmy's going, yay, yay, yay. We got to get out of this place if it's the last thing we ever do. Okay.
Man, those singing lessons paid off. They paid off.
You know, yeah. And I see Renegade's been popping in and out of the studio here, but... I was just telling the listeners that I am not going to, we're not going to go into the next half hour. I apologize. I'm not feeling well. But so let Miss Leslie, your final thoughts, please.
My final thoughts are, people, stop being so whiny babies, man up, and even if someone says something to hurt your feelings, brush it off. You do not have to give in to every single emotion that you have. We cannot be a country of emotional wreck.
Well, are you talking in from the cracker aspect?
Well, of course, it's the only racist aspect I know of. Racist white privilege aspect. Thank God I'm not a male. Gee.
You may call me La Ritz. But again, okay, I don't get all friggin', it's something that, okay, it's a name that people, one time when I was living in Colorado, yeah, we're going just a little into that half hour, but one time I'm living
Jimmy
in Colorado and
here.
I, right, but we're not in overtime, but I'm in Colorado and I'm walking from the grocery store to my car, so it's in that parking lot, and I guess I was just taking my own leisurely time, you know, crossing there, and this guy in this big old camo truck, and he's dressed in camo from head to toe, and I'm not knocking camo, dude, okay, because I love camo, but he yells out his window, and he calls me a effing cracker just for walking slow. Apparently I wasn't walking fast enough for him. Did I get offended, and was I butthurt? Absolutely not.
Eva, did you know then that was probably a Trump supporter?
No, I did not know at the time. If hindsight were foresight, then I wouldn't have. I would have waited in the grocery store.
I know, right?
Excuse me. So, any more to your final thoughts, Miss Leslie?
No, I think you guys have had enough of my final thoughts.
Sorry, I was muted. Jimmy, your final thoughts, please.
Well, let's stop with the victim mentality, the playing the victim card, and for the love of Christ, stop trying to use the power of the government to either justify or normalize your apparent behavior.
Amen, Jimmy.
Well, you know, because
and that's pretty much it.
Well, you got all those cuckoo groups, you know. You got Antifa, Black Lives Matter. You have, excuse me, Camo on Display. No, I was just kidding about that one. But, you know, these people don't seem to realize that they are being controlled. And that is the saddest part of it all. They're falling right into this trap, And
right, because they believe that they can use it to control others.
Yeah, and it is creating division. And people, you just have to open your eyes and wise up. And if you are going to join any kind of group, just find out first and foremost, follow the money trail. And find out who is the person that is backing said groups, and then proceed from there. If you still want to join a group and be labeled, and then you have the audacity to label other people because they have different ways of thinking than you, come on.
Wasn't it George Burns who says, I wouldn't want to be a member of any group that would have me as a member?
Will Rogers. That was Will Rogers.
Well, maybe George Burns stole it from Will Rogers. I don't know. But
there
I'm
you go.
I'm pretty sure I remember George Burns.
But Leslie is very good at trivia like that. She is very, very good at it.
So what I heard you say, Eva, is before you join any of these groups, special interests that they may or may not be, make sure that they follow the money trail so that they know where to send your check. So that's what I'm going to do. I need to supplement my income.
Right, because yeah, if your much, George yeah. Soros check gets lost in the mail, you're pretty much screwed.
Right.
Exactly. And you'll still be waiting and waiting and waiting on it. But no, I mean, if you're going to join any kind of group, I mean, if I were to join any kind of group, because I don't want to tell anybody what to do, but if I were to join any kind of group, I would, first of all, find out who is the financial backer, find out exactly what this group is all about, because, you know, it is really, really super duper ridiculous, because I'm seeing so many people that are just in these groups, and they have egg on their face. They're thinking that it's one thing, and it's totally not that one thing. So let's wrap it up here, because I can, and I'm not feeling good. And so thank you, everybody. I don't even have any final thoughts, but just be kind humans, and I love you all. God bless you, and we'll see you on the flip side next week. And Leslie, so glad that you are feeling much better. I hear it in your voice, and I will talk to you tomorrow. And Jimmy, thank you very much for hosting with me. Always greatly appreciate that. And thank you to all the listeners. I know I wasn't on my game tonight, and I do apologize. And I'm gonna get over that that blaming it on being sick crap that I've been throwing at y'all all night long. Whine, cry, but pray for me. But I love y'all, and talk to you later. Night, everybody.
Good night, Gracie.
Night, night.